Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Do you notice when people say that like that? They like say Thursday or Wednesday. You know.
Yeah.
Do you have you ever heard people talk like that?
I feel
like my Nana
sometimes.
Talks like that.
In my TikTok captions, I'll say Happy Wednesday.
Oh, cute. Yeah. I like it. I think it's fun and silly. What's going on, G? How are you?
4 years of folklore today.
4 years of folklore. And also, congratulations are in order.
Yes.
Gia got herself the folklore card again.
Finally. Literally, finally.
Did you get like a push? I didn't see it until you. I only saw it when you texted me.
So I have Twitter notifications on for like a couple Swift accounts.
Smart, yeah.
And somebody tweeted, there's a countdown, start up Barstool Sports. Oh, start up Barstool Sports. Start up. I'm just so.
Also head to store at barstoolsports.com.
Yeah, of course. If you guys want
for all your merch needs.
Yes. store.taylorswift.com. Yeah. And then like the caption on Taylor Nation's story was like, we put it on and said it was our favorite. Like,
so
like
I saw,
eyes emoji.
I saw only right when they tweeted that video of Taylor like putting the cardigan on.
Yeah.
Or no. It was like the video of like the piano or something.
Yeah.
Taylor Nation tweeted. And I saw like 2 minutes after that and I was like, cardigan is playing and there have been whispers that they were gonna bring back the
there
cardigan. High demand. And then I got busy doing other things and I didn't see the actual drop. But I'm okay because I have a knockoff folklore sweater that like looks like it, but it's not actually.
Yeah.
So I don't need the real. But I'm happy for you that you got
Thank you. Thank you.
People are saying online it's different from the original.
It is different.
Okay. It looks better, honestly.
It looks better.
Yeah,
I think
bigger.
It's made by like a new manufacturer, the one that like makes the newer ones.
Yeah.
The tag. Mm-hmm. There used to be like a tag that says like folklore at the top, and now it's kind of more at the bottom, and it just says
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, which I kind of like more.
I like that.
Discreet.
For sure. I think the 1989 cardigan is like that, where it's on the bottom.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So is Speak Now one, I'm pretty
sure.
Oh,
is it?
Too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That
yeah, the 1989 one I didn't buy. Did you buy that one?
My mom bought it for me, actually.
Oh, right.
So I have it.
Yeah.
We both have it. She bought it for herself. She wore it like every day at the beach. She loves it.
It's, I mean,
super
I love
cute.
That. I love the Speak Now one. It's just like, it's so bright purple. It's like Barney purple. So, like,
yeah, that's a tough color.
I never wear it. Mm-hmm. So I really hope that I. Wear this folklore one a lot.
Oh, you
I
will.
Feel like I will.
A cream sweater. Right now,
I know.
Nothing better than just a cozy cream sweater.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love the wrap, like,
ooh,
where they wrap around.
I can't wait to wear it in Martha's Vineyard
ooh,
on a chilly
oh,
night.
Oh, yeah.
And sit on the porch. Ooh.
Gia, and that is the place. Like, it's the best to wear, like, by the sea.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, I'm so upset because I sent my laundry out, like, recently instead of doing it in the basement like I usually do because I was, like, in a rush. Mm. And for some reason, you know how sometimes when you, I don't know if you've ever, do you send your laundry out or have you
I
sent
used
it
to,
out before?
Yeah. I used to.
You know how sometimes they'll get your stuff and they'll be like, oh, we didn't wash this one item because it's like, you know, maybe it's like a special item or
that,
they didn't want to fuck it
like
up or something.
A place where they genuinely care about their customers.
Yes.
Not my place.
It is. Oh, right. No, the thing I use, I'll say Rinse. I use Rinse if you're in New York City, but it used to be Fly Cleaners, which sucked. Now Rinse is way better. But sometimes they'll do that. Well, I'll have something in there that looks like it may be dry clean only or something like that I just accidentally threw and they'll like not wash
that's
it.
That's so nice.
But I know it's really nice. But for some reason, I have like a little cream cardigan that I just wear all the time. At the beach, it's like my favorite thing, like always. I threw it in there. It has no issues washing it regularly. Like it's fine and it's been washed before. For some reason they returned it this time not washed, being like we couldn't wash it, and I wore it all in grease and like you know, so I didn't have time to wash it, and I'm going to the beach and I can't bring it, and it's like I can't get my Diane Keaton on. It's fucked up.
Damn,
you know,
that's like
just a long
one,
story to
yeah,
talk about to
no,
complain
but I mean that's detrimental to a vacation.
Yeah,
like,
I was devastated.
Like, yeah. Every vacation you want, like, your one, like, item.
Yeah.
You know, like, the one thing you're excited for
right.
on that vacation. Damn, I'm sorry
and
for
I'm,
you.
Thank you. And thank you for understanding. Because
yeah.
I am really upset. And now, you know, I had to bring, like, a hoodie instead, which is not the same.
No, not the same.
Not the same. So, congratulations, like I said, on your cardigan. Congratulations
Thanks.
To all Swifties who were able to grab it.
Yeah.
I know, like we said, it was high demand. Everybody wanted it. So, I'm glad they brought it back. Smart marketing by them. Mm-hmm. And happy anniversary to Folklore.
Happy
the album that shaped us.
Literally, the album that changed my life, our life.
Yeah.
Like, I think Folklore is what cemented me as like a diehard Swiftie.
Yeah.
Because it was like the first time that I really felt like connected to her.
For sure.
And yeah, it's just the magnum opus of Taylor Swift.
It's her best album. It still is.
Album.
Like
every song.
No skips. Not
no
a single skip. Every song is so full of like I want to say wonderment. Like, I know that a lot of this, you know, we've, looking back, it seems like a lot of the songs may have been about things happening in her life, even though she kind of said, like, these are fake stories, like, whatever. Seems like there could be lines drawn and a little bit of correlation. But at the time when it came out, it very much seemed like, you know, you're, it's like our books, like, you know, you were escaping into something and this like world of hers that she created. And it's just a, it's just what an album. Mm-hmm. Should we say our, where we were when it came out? Our memories, like,
sure,
when,
yeah,
say yours first. And I'll say
I was in Florida, and it was during COVID, obviously, 2020. Yep. And my story is nothing really that special. I just was so shocked to see that she was dropping an album at midnight. I stayed up, obviously, and I remember it was the first time I ever like took like my first album listen of hers very seriously, and I wrote down my thoughts after every single song on my notes app. I wish I still had it, but I don't.
Oh, that
and
would
then
be
like
good.
I texted all my friends, and it's just so crazy because I remember thinking like, oh, like I wish I had a place to just put all of my thoughts out about
course.
This whole album.
Yeah, yeah.
And now look at where we are.
I say pre-Barstool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was
for me
just,
too. I wasn't full time then. Yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was really the moment where I was just like, wow, like this album just feels like it's out of my diary. It feels like it's like she just took my thoughts and put it in an album. And yeah, just, and then I just listened to it literally nonstop.
Oh yeah. Oh
for
yeah.
Like 6 months straight.
Absolutely. It was during COVID. I was in my apartment, which like everyone abandoned the city, which was honestly the best. Like, so, like I know like, you know, COVID was scary and it fucked up our lives forever, but like, it was so nice when
not
no one was in
around,
New York. Yeah, like it was just, it was the best. Like, it, you know, you could walk around the street and it was fine. And like we had our routines, you know, like everybody, I was honestly unemployed at the time. And so I would go over to my friend's house at a certain time every day and we'd hang out, have some champagne, you know, hit the pots and pans for the the frontline workers, the nurses and stuff. And I remember it came out. I also waited up till midnight. I listened, and it's just so unlike anything she had done before, and just right up my alley of like what I needed. Again, she's always there when like for something that you need.
Totally.
And at that moment, it was the perfect thing. And same thing, Gia. I just sat there and I listened to that album nonstop for. You know, pretty much still, like I still am listening to that album all the time.
Yeah.
And obviously Evermore came out a few months later and that, it, you know, she talks about it now in her show, but, and how she views them as sister albums. But I think we all kind of felt that way when Evermore came out. So it really was just like folklore, and then Evermore starts and then just start from the beginning and play the whole thing.
Yeah.
But specifically, I remember when it came out, all the songs were fantastic and I was like overwhelmed by how much I loved all of it. But Mirrorball specifically, and I know we're all Mirrorball girls here, was such, like, I remember just like sobbing to that song.
Yeah.
Like my first listen, I was crying. And it was just such a, it's so fun and interesting how music can really bring out like specific feelings inside of you and these, all this emotion. And I'm just so thankful. So thankful for this album.
Yeah.
So thankful for Taylor. And I know everybody feels the same. Everybody loves it.
Grammy
award-winning album, Folklore.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget, like, the first, I'm doing good, I'm on some
new God. It was just,
like,
chills.
I know.
I just got chills.
And I was like,
it was so good.
I was just so locked in after that. Like, that first, what a way to open an album. The
so
one is
good.
Such a good song, obviously. And, like, yeah, just thank you, Taylor Swift, for this album. Like,
seriously. Thank you so much. Like,
it's so fucking good.
What a time. What a time.
It's a good day for it to be 4 year anniversary to celebrate and listen because I did get my period today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So, yeah.
I just
knew it was coming.
Yeah, I know.
I felt
it
in my bones. I felt it in my uterus.
Of course.
And
I'm on the way out.
Yeah. It arrived. I have my heating pad. My cramps are just so, actually so bad.
It sucks so bad.
That I'm really considering going back on birth control, and I'm sad because
I've been thinking about that lately too.
I don't want to go back on
birth
control.
Neither do I, like, at all. And I've been thinking about it too because I really didn't have, like, all of the typical symptoms when I was on it, like, truthfully.
Yeah.
And then when I got off it, now it's been a couple years, I can't tell if it's because I'm getting older the symptoms are worse or it's because I'm off birth control. And it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
So
that's me today.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You know what? But you know what? The day's gonna be over soon.
Yeah.
And then you can go.
Then it's tomorrow.
And then you can lay down.
And then it's tomorrow. And then I go to Utah for
what? I thought you were going to Utah.
I'm going to Utah tomorrow for my college trip with my girlfriends.
That is so fun. I don't think I knew this. Or maybe you told me and I forgot.
Excited.
You're not excited. Where in Utah?
I'm going to Zion National Park.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to be hiking with your period? That's
no. No, I'm literally going to attract a bear.
Yeah, like, watch your back.
Yeah,
like,
that's actually bad. No, I want to kill myself. My
so
friends,
bad.
I really have been trying to be a good sport about it. But,
of course,
like, especially with my period coming, I've really gotten so crappy about it because I keep sending these texts that, like, make me just feel worse and worse about this trip. We're doing this hike called Angel's Landing, and it's like literally like people die on it. Like,
oh, no.
I might
no.
not do it. I might chicken out and not do it. Then we're doing like some hike that's like, oh, by the way, I heard horror stories about how there's like flash floods and like you're going to be up to 5 feet of water. Like,
what the fuck is this trip? Who are your friends?
No,
what is
I
this
don't
trip?
Know.
I didn't
like,
know that you were in a group of outdoors girlies. Like,
yeah, they're all Michigan girls.
So, right, yeah. right, right.
So
I keep forgetting.
Love the
they love the great outdoors.
They love
right.
the great outdoors.
Fuck.
And I'm like, why can't we just go to the beach?
Like, go to the bar.
Yeah.
Like,
last year we went to Tennessee
so
and it was perfect. We did like one day of a hike and then we did like some like easy stuff like we did a what's it called when you zip line
zip line
like,
so
stuff
fun
like that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
easy, you know, we were in the outdoors but it wasn't like anything crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're just taking it a step up with this fucking shit and it's gonna be like 150 degrees.
This is gonna be so hot.
I'm really really trying to be a good sport
about
it. I
don't mean to laugh like right in your face. It's just the thought of that, like, even now, right, like in any capacity, that trip sounds terrible to me. But especially in that, like, day 2, 3, 4, like, that's you are brave. You are a brave girl.
Yeah.
For doing it.
So
you're gonna have fun though. You'll have fun.
I'm really trying to be a good sport about it because I don't want to be the one cunt that's like so bitchy on,
no,
the, on the girls trip.
Of course.
It's just like
it's so hard
I'm
not
paying
to be,
all
though.
This money to like maybe sit out of stuff. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
to me.
It
that's
sucks.
Where I'm like,
are you good at hiking like in general?
No.
Neither am I. I'm
I
in
complain
fact,
the entire way.
Same. And yeah. I'm in fact so bad at it that like, so my two college friends are like a little outdoorsy and they love to hike and they my one bestie, oh, Sarah Beth, you know,
yeah,
Sarah Beth lives in California. Duh, I forgot you. Lives in California.
Oh,
and she she and her husband love going on hikes and going out and whatever, and it's wonderful for them. But they, when I visit, they always try to be like, well, we'll go on like a nice walk.
Yeah.
And the last time we did it, and they'll like laugh, it was like honestly a fight a little bit because they brought me to this thing and I am like, I can walk all day long. Okay, around New York City.
Oh, I love a walk.
No problem. When there's a slight incline, I decline quickly. it's my mood, it's my attitude. I'm not good in that situation.
No.
And it's not that I don't want to see the beautiful sights. I do. And it's just like, but like for real, one hike, I've done one hike, I've done them all. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of how I feel. So she brings us on, we go on this hike with my other friend Julia too. And we're on this hike and it's like a little more difficult than had been described to me.
Yeah.
And I think people oftentimes, even my own friends, think that I am like a little more athletic than I am because I'm thin. And what they now very much understand, because I made it really clear, is that my cardio is bad. My you know, legs are going to hurt me for my whole life. Like, it's just pain all the time. I'm not in shape at all. And the day before, we had done like a little Pilates thing, which like actually killed me. Like, it was so difficult. Like, my legs were burning. Like, it was so bad. So then we went on this hike and I swear to God, I was like tearing up the whole hike because I was in so much pain. I hated it so much. And we got back in the car and they were like, you know, pressing me, being like, what's your problem, basically.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know, we do this all the time, like, I get it, I'm just not a hiker. Like, I like had like a temper tantrum in the car and they both
happens.
Were like, okay, bitch. Like, fine, like, we won't go on hikes anymore. And
that's
we haven't
hilarious.
Been since that. Like, we haven't been because
I mean,
I'm such a sour sport about it.
Don't force people to do something that they know they don't like to do. I mean, it's just, I like a hike where it's like maybe, you know, 4 miles in total, like 2 miles there, 2 miles back.
Yeah.
Even a mile is, 2 miles actually is kind of a lot.
Yeah.
A mile there, a mile back. Maybe
yeah,
a little,
totally.
Whatever, some trees,
some
a body
scenery.
Of water.
Again,
yeah.
a light hill. Like, it's the inclines. Well, the reason I was asking if you're good
the
at hiking.
Switchbacks, like, fuck that.
No, forget it. Because I also have such bad anxiety on these hikes because sometimes you have to hike and you have to kind of like climb up And I'm like, you know, I'm like, am I climbing with my hands right now? Like, I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, no, those things happen. Yeah. And I'm like, everyone is upright, seemingly having no problem. And I need to like use my hands to scale this wall that we're now hiking. Like, it's just, it's crazy to me.
It's
and
so
I feel like I'm going to fall off the mountain. Like,
it's
I feel like I'm going to fall off the mountain. So it's just nuts.
My ex-boyfriend used to be a huge hiker, outdoors guy. And we did a hike.
It's great for people that love it.
And he just left me in the dust. Like, he was like, I can't. And I was just like, I hate this. This is the worst. So I just got left in the dust.
I'd prefer that. I'd be like, just leave me here. Leave me here. Do your thing. And then meet up back with me here. And we'll go back to the car. Like, this is just too
much. That's my weekend.
All right. Well, that's going to be exciting.
Can't fucking wait.
I can't wait to hear all about it. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
I have the Jersey Shore on my horizon. Not to rub it in. Not to make you feel bad. I am going to the beach. We're doing a little high noon thing.
Yeah,
Jeff D. Lowe's going to be there.
So fun.
I'm excited about that. And then the whole squad is coming later in the week. I'm going down tonight because we're doing this high noon thing all day tomorrow.
Oh,
it's like, you know, it'll be me and Jeff D. Lowe going to, like, because we're like the king and queen of the shore.
That's the whole thing.
And so we're going to like the boardwalk and we're going to go like, you know, go to the beach and get a sandwich and do all like the quintessential things like with High Noon. And
which
I love. And so, yeah, so that'll be great. But that's tomorrow all day. And then everybody will show up and it's Rhea's birthday on Friday. So we're going to do like a little, you know, for her. And she's excited.
So fun.
And she loves the shore. So, hopefully it'll be a good
time.
Hopefully we get some sun.
Fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's gonna be fun.
That sounds
gonna be fun.
Way more fun than
I've got
my
all
trip.
Kinds of she won't listen to this, but I have all kinds of I was in charge of decorations, of course.
Oh, fun.
And so I got like I went overboard as I always do. Got so many things. I got like a light up, blow up, flamingo pool float for her.
Fun.
And this another pool float that says happy birthday on it. It's probably like the size of this room. Like, I don't even know. I got all these like orbs that there's a pool at the house we're doing, so I got all these orbs that like float in the pool flamingo stuff. Like, it's just, you know, it's very like beach or pool party.
Yeah, fun, very fun.
You know,
she's gonna
theme.
Love that.
So yeah, I hope she really likes it.
Gonna love that.
I think she'll have a good time. So
27.
So, yeah.
She's turning 27 or 26. No, 27. Right.
27. Yeah, because she's older than my brother. So yeah. Oh, 27. Oh,
crazy.
Good. It's. I was just gonna say good age, but actually I'm lying because it was my worst year of my life.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is 27 a good age? I don't know. I feel like
worst year of my life. In theory, though, it is like an okay age. Like, you're not an idiot anymore. Mm. You're not like, you know, I always say that about early 20s. You don't realize you're an idiot until you're a little bit older and you're like, God, I was an idiot. Like, I think about myself at 23. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, what was wrong with me?
Yeah,
but
definitely an idiot.
So, but you're on the way out. You're almost not. You're almost not.
I don't know.
Exactly. Forever.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna be super for the rest of my life.
It's sticking.
And like, it
it's permanent.
Scares me. Like that.
I worry about
like,
that too. Sometimes.
I just. It's like, will I ever get my shit together? I don't know.
I'm still there. I'm still like, will I ever get my shit together? So probably not. No, not for like at least 10 more years.
Well, that's okay.
But we're queens. We're gonna make it through. We're all fine. We have Taylor Swift to help us through.
Yes,
that's
so true.
And that's all that's most important.
Oh, also, I wanted to bring up that I found a new pop princess that I think is
I saw you
her.
Post
I didn't
yeah.
find her she mm-hmm. opened up for Taylor Swift that
oh,
I didn't
right.
even realize
mm-hmm.
Griff she opened up for her name the artist name is Griff I don't know what her real name is but she opened for Taylor for her London shows and I kind of remember being like, oh, I don't know who that is mm-hmm. and then she came up on my day list on Spotify, so I was like, oh, I'll give her a listen. So good.
Ooh,
so
I love
fun.
That
she has a very unique sound. Like, I kind of compare her to like a Ellie Goulding type of not electronic, but
ethereal, but also synthy.
Very,
I love that.
So, yes.
And that fits with Taylor. That makes sense for her to
she
be
has
to have
some
opened.
Great, great, great songs. So if you guys are interested in a new girly pop, I highly recommend Griff. She's really
fabulous.
Really, really
I'll have
good.
To listen to her this weekend.
Fun.
I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah.
That's fun. I love
that. She's very young, and I really feel like she's going to be the next up-and-coming pop girly pop.
We love pop girlies on the horizon.
Yeah.
We love it. That's fantastic. We had a couple, we had a show last night, and I think tonight as well, so about two shows by the time you're hearing this.
And
Rain Show.
Happiness was finally used in a surprise song.
Oh, was it? I
yes,
didn't even see that.
Finally,
I only saw the debut ones.
It was so good.
Oh.
She did Happiness and like, I think a Red Vault track, honestly. But let me see what she combined it with. I forget.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, I was
like,
Swift
Alert?
I think It was We Were Happy and Happiness.
Oh, great. What,
We Were Happy is a oh, Fearless fall track, sorry.
Yes.
And Teardrops on My Guitar and The Last Time.
Right. Combo that's too. A really good
I
combo.
I love The Last Time. Gary Lightbody.
Oh, yeah. That's to say, that's your man. That's your man. I know you love Gary Lightbody. I always forget about him.
Well, actually.
And that's Red, right?
That's my best friend, Caroline. She always says that The Last Time is her favorite Taylor Swift song. And we always joke about Gary Lightbody.
Of course.
So that's how I remember him. So now. The entirety of Evermore has been performed.
Wow. Yeah. Well, claps for Evermore. Her quote unquote least favorite album.
Yeah. The Forgotten Album.
Yeah. I've been talking about it literally all week, that I finally did that Taylor Swift Horcrux correlation. Mm. And I wanted to point out something that I discovered while breaking it down.
Ooh.
So there's one less Horcrux than there are re-recording albums.
Okay.
But, and the order that it was coming out, if the order is to stick with that, like, you know, Harry, debut,
Harry, then the Reputation, Snape,
then the one right before that would be the Ravenclaw Diadem.
Okay.
And I went ahead and, assigned that to Torture Poets Department because I said that it makes sense. Academia,
totally.
Like gothic,
totally.
Like it, you know, makes sense.
Ravenclaw totally fits in.
But I said that because I don't think that I can even begin to let myself wander down a hole where there's an idea of like a surprise album, vault album. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Because then that would be before both debut and Reputation. But I think that that's a crazy... I don't think so. So I think that that Torture Poets like filled that void.
Okay, yeah.
And because Torture Poets like has a lot of sounds from her previous albums, a lot of callbacks, a lot of like... Obviously, a lot of it was like written in the past and present and whatever. Then I think that it can classify as a Horcrux as well.
I definitely agree. To me, the Diadem would... Yeah, it just doesn't really match anything.
Besides Torture
Poets, in my opinion. What did you put for Fearless?
Fearless was Tom Riddle's Diary because it was the first one that came out, and Fearless was the first re-record came out. And I think it matches up because the Diary, he was like 16, 17,
totally,
he preserved
his
soul into it, and that's kind of like Taylor.
Yeah.
The only one that didn't fit so well. Actually, no, it fit really well.
Oh.
Red was with the Ring.
Yeah.
And I said the only real like connection there is the fact that on the album cover she's got
the red ring. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, okay. And so that was kind of a stretch, but I think that it still like fits. But
sometimes you gotta do
it was
you
funny
do.
Matching them up. It's
yeah,
so
sure
I,
it
it's
fun.
A it's a working theory. You know, for those who are thinking of that, and I'm now after doing that a little convinced that we will get debut before Reputation. I really I think Reputation might be end of the year.
Yeah.
If we're on the same like. The 13th and the 13th, we're still doing that, you know?
Right.
So,
we'll have to keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah, that's just an update for the clowns. You know, the clowns are, like I said, always on parade.
Oh, I also just wanted to say, which I forgot to say last episode, this has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. I guess it kind of does. I'm done with my bangs.
Oh, yeah. I forgot, yeah.
I'm over my bangs.
If you guys are
thinking about getting bangs and see Taylor Swift or see us, and you're like, oh, like I should get bangs, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do
bangs it. Bangs are a full-time job. Like, they're like right now, my bangs look like shit right now because I didn't want to straighten them because I don't have, I ran out of my dry shampoo and they have to look a certain way and I didn't have time to like just wash the bangs. And so I was like, whatever, I'm just, you know, I'm recording today. It's fine. My Taylor Watch people know that on the regular, I have good bangs.
You say your bangs look bad right now. I think they look perfect.
Oh, like, thank
that's
you.
That's how I want my bangs
thank
to look.
Thank you. I would say that my brain, what occupies my brain? It's like, you know, 50% Taylor Swift. I would say like 25% Harry Potter. And then like 25%, what do my bangs look like right now?
No, literally.
You know what I mean? Like it's constantly
on
my mind.
It's a constant thought.
But to be fair, like for those who, I was always kind of obsessed with my hair and how my hair looks.
Yeah.
So it's really not that different from like what it was. Like, yes, it's something else to think about, but like it's just kind of, I was always worried about my hair. So, but if you're not somebody who, they're not low maintenance. Bangs are not low maintenance.
No, they're really not.
It's a whole thing.
And I've really tried to
embrace things. They look good though, and I'm sad that you're, you know, that you're giving up. But I get it.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It changes every day. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I look so cute with my bangs. Like, it fits my outfit, like my vibe, whatever. And
for sure.
Sometimes they just give me such a hard time. And when I'm traveling, it's just like I'm always concerned
traveling
about.
Traveling sucks. Yeah. I had that conversation this morning. I was texting Rhea. I was like, are you going to bring a straightener at all? Because sometimes I need it and sometimes I don't, depending on how my hair dries and how it dries with the blow dryer. And she, you know, so I was like, ugh.
I know. And I'm thinking about my trip and I'm like, oh my God, my bangs are going to look so crazy on the hike. Like all these pictures we're going to be taking. I'm going to be the girl with the crazy bangs. Like whatever.
He's got to go headband.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Gotta
I got
a go.
Headband. Yeah, but like even headband. With the headband, like then the like the ends
they
of the
flip
bangs.
Up. I know. I know.
I can't
what
get
I do,
to break.
I'll do the headband and then I'll like tuck the bangs under the headband.
That's smart.
You know,
I got some like heavy duty clips that hopefully will save them. But yeah, I just like I can't deal with them anymore. And people are so nice about it. They're like, oh, you look so cute, like Taylor Swift when it's frizzy and you're
yeah.
I'm like, I know you're just trying to be nice because I look like a slob.
Yeah.
But I've never been a high maintenance person when it comes to my hair. Like I have my routine and everything, but I'm not a big I usually just let my hair naturally dry because I'm literally so lazy, and I just can't do that anymore. And it really takes a toll on my self-confidence.
It's tough. And again, if you're thinking about it all the time, you know, it becomes a burden. It becomes a burden. Bangs,
the burden of a bang.
The burden of the bang.
And I carry that burden. We carry that burden every day.
Every day we carry that burden. And for that, we're brave. Like I said, we're just, this is the bravery podcast. But, but wait, I was also talking about the bangs yesterday, coming soon. You'll see it soon. I don't know when, but we did a video for work for Barstool. Outside it, we do other things besides Taylor Watch.
Yes.
But we did LARPing, where is live action role play. We were dressed up, being silly, whatever. But we did it in Central Park near Shakespeare Theater, whatever, Belvedere Castle, if you know Central Park. And when we got there, it rained for about 30 minutes straight.
Yeah.
And those are the times where it's like, I can't, my fucking bangs. I can't believe I have bangs right now. And so like all day long, look at this picture I took of myself when I got home.
It's just so
look at my
annoying.
Fucking bangs in this picture.
Yeah.
Like in what world? Like
see,
in what
like,
world?
That kind of looks cute.
I also was like, is it cute? Yeah. But it's like, it's a mess. Like it's
yeah,
a mess.
I know. Yeah.
But it does kind of have that like Taylor with her, you know, her bangs and whatever. But like, Taylor Swift's the only person that can pull that off.
Know,
like she looks
I know.
Adorable like that. I look like a drowned rat. And so, when the video comes out, unfortunately, I you know,
oh, I'm so scared.
It is me in the video, not a rat.
Yeah,
but
I was feeling really cute in the
might
beginning.
Be
I had like my little elf outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt very cute. People were commenting saying that I look like Elaine from A Court of Thorns and
Roses.
Oh
my God, yes.
But I was kind of mad.
Oh, you're
like
I'm Nesta, bitch. Like, don't you know?
Literally,
no, like,
literally, I'm
course.
Like, I'm not fucking boring ass Elaine. Like, what the fuck?
You're Nesta before she gets into her stride, where she's still like wearing dresses and shit,
yeah,
and
yeah,
she's like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
trying to be like a lady still.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah.
That
it was very funny. I was like, stop fucking calling me Elaine.
That's
like,
so
I'm
hilarious. That's so hilarious.
Yeah.
That's like people will say Elaine when they're like, you look like sweet and cute and innocent.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
yeah,
like
yeah.
the correlation. That's so funny. But yeah, so that video was fun to do, and so I don't know when that will come out, but keep your eyes peeled because we, you know, we look silly and our bangs are on.
This silly stuff, and I love it. Every single time we do it, it's
I love
so
doing these
fun.
Things.
We're very lucky that we get to do it, that kind of stuff.
We just
stuff
did laser tag.
Job.
Laser
yeah.
tag is out. That's
the
a video if you guys want to watch us play
out.
Laser tag. That's
so
out.
Funny. Like I was dripping in sweat.
Absolutely
my legs
drenched.
Were sore. Like I was taking it so seriously.
Same. Too seriously, some could say.
Some may say that me and Kelly took it a little too seriously. Kelly flipped off someone that we worked with.
I watched. I was like buffering
off,
through.
She double bird
down.
Off,
yeah, double bird, like the whole thing. That's that's my thing.
Wait, did
I love
you double bird.
No, I think I did one because
okay,
I had the gun in the other.
Oh,
so
right.
it was like. Wait, I actually have the clip. I'm not even kidding.
Oh,
I sent
really?
It to my friends this morning. Yeah,
you can't put your gun down.
And it's you and me. Actually, it's so funny.
Wait, that's so funny.
Watch.
Dead or Kelly?
Yeah, yeah. No, look, watch, keep watching. Look at you and me. Look at you and me laughing.
Gee, you can't get enough of it. Wait, that is so.
Isn't that
funny.
Hilarious?
Oh my God! Wait,
I'm glad it was
that
captured.
So I can
yeah, I'll send
that
it
to into the
I'll send
into
it to you
so
right now.
See,
it's
yeah.
so hilarious. But so yes, we just like took it way too seriously,
yeah,
and but
it
was so fun.
Goes.
That's how it goes. We're competitive girls,
even
and
with the
we're driven.
Laughing, like it was taken
very
serious.
Yeah, I
was
like getting pissed
at
off.
Bass.
Oh
like,
yeah. No, constantly. I was yelling at everybody for like disrespecting the costumes. I was in charge of the costumes. Ken Jack at one point like threw Tommy's crown around. I said, "That's a nice crown." And he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was yours." And I was like, "No, it's not mine. It's just nice." Like People, oh, and I wonder why people like shit all over me. They're like, she's such a bitch. And I'm like, yeah.
No, you just stand up. Like, stand up. Don't fucking disrespect the crown.
Like, don't disrespect. It was a nice crown. It was like a good quality crown. I'm like, don't fucking break it. Like, this isn't, what do you think this is?
Yeah.
You spent money on these things.
That's my king's crown.
It's ridiculous. So anyway, if you want to watch us again, watch us be competitive in Laser Tag. Keep your eys peeled for us being competitive at LARPing. And that's that. I'm trying to think. In the Taylorverse. So back to Taylor. She had her shows and she had a rain show. Everybody was excited. It was also Cam's birthday. Happy birthday to Cam.
Happy birthday to Cam.
Happy birthday to Cam.
Happy birthday, Cam. We love you so much.
She did a really cute thing. He walked out to, like, when they were going up to start the thing. He had a little birthday hat on.
Oh, cute.
So
I didn't
cute.
See that.
And then you know what I never have paid attention to?
Oh.
But now people know, like, where and when the dancers and Taylor, like, obviously, you know, Taylor getting wheeled in with the cart.
Yeah.
Everybody can, and once they see the cart, they're like, whoa. People freak out.
Yeah.
But you can also see the dancers walk in and they wave and stuff. But I never noticed, like, the guys that hold the big, the you know, it's been a long time.
The big fans, or
the big fans, whatever you want to call them. All the guys are holding them, and I always crack up at the videos where it's like windy,
really windy
and stuff,
yeah,
and they're like
they're like go flying.
No, they're like
into the
braced,
sky.
And they have like people helping them,
braced,
whatever.
Crazy.
But so they're, I always thought they were wearing just like white jumpsuits. They're wearing jumpsuits that are the same print as the fans.
Oh, cute!
And so you could tell when they're walking in, you could see Cam with his little hat on. You could tell that they had the, like, you know, the colorful whatever, and I never noticed before, and I thought it was fun and cute.
I never noticed that either. That's cute. I love Cam. He's so cute. And then I think she did another
later during Bejeweled when he goes
Bejeweled.
Off. He goes off on his dance.
Yeah.
And at the dance, at the end of it, she was like, "Happy birthday, Cam!" And
cute.
Then they did their little, you know, like cutie.
And then
fun.
Travis commented on Cam's like birthday post.
Oh, did he?
Happy
I didn't
B-day
see that.
Cam.
Yeah. Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Cute,
so
cute.
Very cute.
Very nice.
Hopefully, we'll see him at a Chiefs game.
Would love that.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the Chiefs and Travis and Jason by extension, I don't know if we discussed it on here because I thought it was fake at first. Travis and Jason have a cereal coming out.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
haven't talked about this.
We haven't talked about this. Yeah, you're
no.
right. No, but we've talked about it.
Yes. Right, because we saw like the images at first. It's like
the Kelsey mix.
The Kelsey mix. It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
Fruit Loops. Is it Fruit Loops?
It is.
And then Lucky Charms.
Yes.
And maybe Cheerios?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I think it's only three.
Okay.
But they're coming out with a cereal, which I think is so cute and
so
fun.
Cute.
I love when athletes do like cereal partnerships.
It,
like, I feel like
it
they
makes
used to,
the most sense.
It's
like,
fun
if
for
I know
like,
that anyone eats cereal, it's mm-hmm. Jason at Travis Kelce.
Absolutely. And I love cereal, by the way.
Oh, ooh. Love cereal.
I got to make sure I get some on deck. I
okay,
haven't had it in a while.
Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Cheerios.
Wow.
So it's
what a
three.
Mix.
Four.
Yeah. Okay, so it is four. I missed the Cheerios. I only saw the others. That so that's fun. That's exciting. Keep your eyes peeled. I'm gonna have to control the grocery aisles.
I know. I'm like, do you think this is gonna be like a hot item on the shelf?
Probably. Like, and I would like to try it.
Yeah, I would really like to try it.
What
That'd
a
be
mix
fun to try it on the show.
I like all those cereals.
Oh,
I'm not a Lucky Charms girl.
You know, these aren't my favorite types of cereals, which I'm a little disappointed about.
I do love Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I love Cheerios. But
I was always a Cocoa Puffs.
Chocolate.
Love Cocoa
chocolate
Puffs,
cereal.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Krispies. Cocoa Krispies.
Never did Cocoa Krispies.
No?
Krispies.
I liked the
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah,
good.
Were my shit.
I like the Cocoa Krispies a lot. I love Rice Krispies. Regular Rice Krispies. Have you
ever
had them like
as
the cereal?
Yeah, yeah, so good.
Oh, God.
Pop.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
Snap, crackle, and pop. Yep.
Snap, crackle, pop. Wake up call to the world.
It's kind of
crazy.
Like, do they still have Snap, crackle, and pop as
I think, I don't know.
Mascots?
I haven't gotten Rice Krispies in so long. But anyway, so we're excited for Travis and Jason's new cereal.
Yeah.
Also, and I got to get my hands on it.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need to get our hands on it. Mm-hmm. But also what I was going to say, sorry for the interruption, but turns out Jason isn't against Big Mango.
Yes.
He is against just national days, which is
fake
what a
holidays.
Lot of people commented on our most recent episode. Mm-hmm. So sorry for that misinformation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yes, he just doesn't like national days. It started with Big Soap.
Yep.
Because he got in trouble when he said that he didn't wash his feet.
Right, exactly.
And then it went on from there. Yes.
And yet again, just as with Big Soap, Kylie Kelce did a Dove commercial. And now on National Mango Day, she had posted on her story celebrating National Mango Day. What a great time!
That's
so
funny.
I love that Kylie like trolls him back.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
That's very funny.
She's our queen. Love her so much.
Yeah, love her.
But yeah. So I think that's. I'm trying to think. I think that's pretty much all that's going on in the world of Swift, yeah, as far as I can tell.
I haven't really seen anything. Just Travis at training camp.
Travis is, yeah, he's training.
He
he's
loves
working.
Gnocchi.
He's working. Loves gnocchi. They asked, what's your favorite kind of potato? Everybody was saying fries. And he said gnocchi, which is a very creative answer.
Yeah, very creative.
Everyone was like, sweet potato fries, cream cut fries, baked potato, mashed potato. Yeah. And he was like, gnocchi.
Yeah, and, just like, and he ooh. Pronounced it correctly, which kind of shocked me.
Gnocchi. Well, he was just in Italy.
True. Mm-hmm. Very
fresh
true.
On the brain. Fresh on
very
the brain.
Very true.
So, yeah, all seems to be going well.
Yeah.
And we've got, yeah, she's got the rest of Eastern Europe going on right now.
Yep.
And then the big London shows. I'm very much looking forward to these London shows. I just feel like that crowd was so good. I feel like her energy is so good in London, and I'm just excited to see what's to come.
Yeah, I'm excited to see too.
Yeah.
I feel like there might be some sort of hint or announcement or something. Mm-hmm.
Something.
Who knows? Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
So we'll keep our eyes peeled. All right. Want to get
Shall
into
Shall we dive
our,
in?
Yeah, let's dive.
Let's do it.
Let's dive. Oh, wait, you know what? Before you do it, I actually have one. I brought one to the table.
Oh, hooray.
Every once in a while, I hold my breath and I go into my other DMs. Mm. I don't, for some reason, I don't know why it does that, but like, I'll get DMs,
like
but it goes
DMs?
Into like hidden, or it goes into like other, like they go into like a different place, like if I don't know them or whatever. And I, you know, it's usually full of garbage and people telling me to kill myself. But sometimes I'll go in and try to find, you know, the Swifties.
Right.
And I got a lovely message from a woman named Catherine. And I want to read it quickly. And I thought it was something interesting. And it was sent a while ago. So this is it. Hi, Kelly. I love to listen to your podcast, Taylor Watch. I'm in my 60s and have become a bigger and bigger Swiftie by the moment. I adore Taylor and have so much respect for the person, woman, and influencer that she is. What a tremendous example she sets for young girls. Love her and Travis together. I write to you with something that occurred to me. I'm sitting on my couch watching the latest episode of Bridgerton, season 3, episode 8. Now, as you may know, they used her music in the Netflix series, and in the last episode, there was a ball. The color theme for the ball is purple and orange. Could Taylor be dropping an Easter egg with her colored outfits of purple and orange and red lately? Could she be in an episode next season? Watching the ball with all its unusual colors made me think of Taylor and her new choice of colors in her outfits. What do you think? And keep up the good work.
Oh.
Thank you, Catherine.
Catherine.
So, yeah, obviously we're going all the way back to Bridgerton. I didn't notice that, and I feel like I now have to go back because purple and orange are, like, the colors that she's pushing. That would be so crazy.
I can't really say much because I didn't watch Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, it's just a typical, it's a ball. You know, it's, you've never watched Bridgerton or just not the new
season?
I've
seen the first two seasons.
Well, so, like, imagine the party that they're having, but everybody just happens to be wearing, like, orange and purple. That's, like, the theme of, actually, I'm remembering this now. The, like, theme of the room and the place and everything was orange and purple.
Oh, okay.
So, that's an odd pairing, I would say. Purple and orange isn't something that I would, like, put together.
Yeah.
So that would be crazy, but I feel like that's too far, you know, when they filmed that, are they talking to her? But then they're using her music, so they obviously have
and
a relationship.
Shonda has that connection.
Shonda's got
we
a connection
that.
With her, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Something maybe to tuck into her cap for later.
Yeah. I think this always happens when her albums come out. We will be shocked and surprised with how much we missed. And something like that could come up later.
Could come up, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, shit, wow, I can't believe, like, we missed this. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Bridgerton Swiftie fans, I feel like there's a lot of crossover.
Definitely.
Just
for
like,
sure.
We're all hopeless romantics.
Of course. And if you don't watch Bridgerton, you should. It's a great show.
Yeah,
I just love it.
Really
it's,
good.
You know, mindless, pretty much. It's great.
I just couldn't. I watched the first half of the third season, and I just, I don't know, I couldn't
you
get
into
it.
Second
it
half
so
is better,
rushed.
To be fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does feel rushed. The season did feel rushed, in my opinion. I wish there was like maybe one or two more episodes to flesh some stuff out, but you know, whatever. Anyways, thank you to Catherine. And I don't really check my DMs like that often, so don't, you know, that's not like a send me stuff all the time because I probably won't see it until weeks later, like this poor girl, or poor woman, but you know, anyway, okay.
Wait, really quick, I just Googled Taylor Swift news just to like see if we missed anything.
Oh.
And Karlie Kloss was talking about Taylor. Did you see this?
No. When?
While speaking to Yahoo Life in an interview posted on Monday, Kloss 31 gushed about her former BFF, revealing that Shake It Off is her favorite Taylor Swift song. And she was quizzed over her thoughts about the Tortured Poets Department. Kloss struggled to shortlist the project's many standout tracks before praising Swift as an artist. She said, "I'd say the whole album is my favorite.
Oh,
I mean, her music is classic." And then she said that I definitely love Shake It Off. Okay. Is so interesting.
Interesting.
I just need to know
that
what
could be interpreted in a few different ways. I think one, you know, Shake It Off, obviously candid answer, 1989. That's when they were best friends, like, or closest, I should say. Also could be a message. Shake it off. Get over it. Right, like, yeah, that is maybe crazy. But not knowing, not like being like, you can't. Like, okay, Carly's in an impossible position. I like Carly. I think that she is probably a wonderful person. Like, you know, I liked her as a model.
Isn't she married to Jared Kushner?
Josh Kushner. Yeah. Yes. So that is like right around the time where the rift started, like, in their friendship. So, you know, of course, we don't know these people. I don't know. I don't know her. I don't know whatever. Their politics, though, I think are different from, like, Ivanka and Jared. Mm. I don't actually know if that's true. Yeah. That's just, like, I'm sure what people fed me at the time to, like, stand up for Carly. Like, I don't actually know. So, but whatever. I think that she, though, is a very smart person and a very savvy businesswoman, and I respect her in that regard. But the friendship breakup that they had is
interesting.
Like, it's an interesting thing.
They were on the cover of Vogue together?
They did an entire best friend shoot, and for them to, like, barely be friends, like, it just kind of, like, obviously something happened, and we don't know what.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, I props to whoever asked her these questions, because the balls you have to ask Carly Kloss about Taylor Swift. Like, I don't know. It's just, you know, especially with their friendship. I think she probably handled it in the best way that she could. But if you're going to start talking about Taylor, you have to, like, you know, you've got the canned answer of Shake It Off. Get a couple more canned answers from the new album. You know what I mean? One song, you have to be like, I've been listening to it nonstop. Like, you haven't even heard, like, the song with Post Malone, like, not enough to you know what I mean? Like, you gotta, or else just be like, you know, oh, I love, like, the I Love It All. The whole album is great. Like,
and then
she say
went
that
to the Eras Tour too. Which
her
is so
going
crazy
to the Eras Tour and right and like sitting up
and
in
wasn't
the thing,
that the 1989?
It was the like release, yeah. And she was up in the rafters, and then, like, rumors were that she went down into the VIP section, and, like, I don't know,
so
like
crazy.
Something. I would love to know. That is something that I, like, you know, when we get to meet Taylor and interview Taylor on our show,
right,
off camera, like, people are like, what would you like to ask her off camera, or, like, just genuinely want to know. I, like, if I got the balls, like, would want to ask about Carly. Like, I'd be like, so what happened with that girl? Like, just tell me the truth. Like, what happened? Like,
so interesting.
Like, how did it all go down?
Good for them for never saying anything.
Never talking shit. Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Because, I mean, I think that it's a testament to how close they were. Like, whatever it was that has separated them must have been on a level that was so, like, sad and real that, you know.
Yeah.
It's just
like
you don't talk shit.
Shit.
Yeah, you don't, like, want to talk shit. It's just like you're sad that this friendship isn't what it was, you know? Yeah. And that happens a lot, and that's sad. Wow.
Crazy.
Ooh, we'll have to keep our eyes on that.
I know, for sure. Mm. Okay.
Anyway.
Here we go.
So basically my question is, because I wasn't really paying attention to all things Taylor Swift when, like, Evermore and Folklore came out, and both of those albums came out in the same year. So my question is, with all the clowning right now with Rep TV, and everyone's saying, like, they wanted to give, or, like, Taylor Swift would give TBD, like, time to breathe, I wanted to know how people were acting, or if there were so many Easter eggs or, like, clowning, if you will, for Evermore, because it came out, like, you know, 5 months later. Was that a thing back then? Was it not as much clowning? Were there not as many Easter eggs? Like, what was the vibe back then when the albums were so close and back-to-back being put out? Thanks.
Great question. And I'll tell you, there was no clowning because they were both surprises.
Yeah, there was.
Right?
There
Evermore was a surprise.
Yeah,
too.
Evermore was a surprise too. I don't remember any clowning. I don't remember even, like, there wasn't talks about a double album ever. I remember after, I think this, I don't remember if it was after Evermore came out or what, but everyone always thought that there was going to be a third sister.
Oh, yeah, Woodvale. Yeah.
I remember there was a lot of clowning for Woodvale, but I don't remember even having an inkling of an idea that Evermore was going
to
come out.
Not even close. Or Folklore, to be honest. Like, no, like, obviously Folklore was a surprise. Evermore was a surprise. Evermore, I think, was an even bigger surprise because she had just put out an album. Like, it was crazy. It was like, you know, we were being like, I don't want to say overwhelmed because I feel like that has a negative connotation, but it was just we were being fed, you know. It was like we were just, you know, we hadn't even really processed Folklore yet, and the album that came out before that was Lover, and she had done, you know, did the whole press tour for Lover. There was going to be the Lover tour, Lover Fest, like whatever, all that. Mm-hmm. And then COVID happened. And then to be honest, once COVID happened, March 2020, nobody expected anything out of anyone. Yeah. Like, you know, there were no movies being made. There were no, you know, until certain points of the year. And, you know, once, you know, regulations and masks and safety and whatever, like when all that started happening and they kicked it all back up. But like, no one expected new anything from anyone, whether it was in media, especially like content. Like people were just on TikTok, you know what I mean? Like alone with their phones. Like it was just, it was a crazy time.
Yeah.
And so Folklore was such a shock, and even more exciting, I think. I actually don't know when it came out, was the Folklore Long Pond Sessions.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Hold on.
Was that
Long
2021?
Pond. Let's see when it came out. No, it also came out 2020. Okay. In November. So Folklore Long Pond Sessions came out before Evermore, because Evermore was like a week later, right? Like December like 5th or something. Yeah. Like super early. And but when the Folklore Long Pond Sessions came out and showed us how she made that album happen and like kept it a surprise and how, you know, whatever, it was so interesting and cool. And I think a lot of people moving forward realize that like, if you do, like, do we need to do to go the extra mile, then you can pull off something like that.
Yeah.
Like even her, you know, recording with Bon Iver over Zoom and like Skype and stuff, like, all, it was just so interesting to watch how they made it happen.
Yeah.
And then
everyone
everyone worked remotely. And then so when they recorded Long Pond Sessions, it was the first time that they were all, her, Jack, and Aaron, all in the same place performing it at the same time together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so exciting. So really everybody was just kind of talking about that. But no, there was no reason to clown, because we were given so much. Like it was just, we were given two albums, the movie or documentary, whatever I guess you want to call it, and so people were just like, holy shit, like I can't, you know,
I think
she's
it was just
so
such
busy.
A surprise that like people couldn't even begin to fathom another one coming out. But I mean, Evermore is basically just an extension of Folklore, like I think she says something along the lines of like her and Aaron and Jack, like they just like kept writing,
they just couldn't stop writing,
they just couldn't stop. And then she saw all of the fandom freaking out and loving Folklore so much that it kind of gave her the green light to put out Evermore.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of crazy how different it is now than it was back then, because I feel like now there's always this like little expectation of a double album or little hint.
It made us a little greedy.
Yes.
It made us a little greedy. It showed us that it can be done, and it made us a little greedy.
Yeah.
The Woodville thing we'll touch on for a second for people that don't know. When Folklore came out, and I think, I don't know, in my head, the image of it is a Folklore background. It's like black and white.
Yeah.
But maybe it was after Evermore, I'm not sure. There was like an image that came out somewhere. And
some like album artwork.
Yeah, some album art. And hidden, like kind of hidden in the artwork, was the word Woodville in that same, in the Evermore like font. And so people were saying like maybe that was a code name for it, or like they weren't really sure, like, or maybe it was a hidden watermark if she was sending it around, like people, you know. So there was all the speculation as to like what that meant, and a lot of people at the time thought it was going to be a third album, like Three Sisters, like whole thing. So it ended up not being the case, but
I'm reading here on Reddit, somebody said that Taylor came on Jimmy Kimmel virtually the week Evermore came out and claims that Woodville was a code name for Folklore.
Oh, okay.
And her team left it on the cover by accident.
Got it. Okay.
Like, so that it wouldn't get leaked.
Right. So
it is called Woodville.
So like a watermark or whatever.
Yeah.
So. So I wasn't too far off.
Yeah. But that was a huge thing. People always
it was
thought
so
it was
big.
Another sister. Yeah, yeah. Three
and it
sisters
was like,
because like the three trilogy, whatever.
Right. There was all kinds of, so that kicked off a whole new realm of clown, but pre-Folklore Evermore, clowning was not really. And to be honest, I don't think people were clowning like ever before she started doing the re-records. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember, like, people would obviously follow her clues and follow
because
her hints
and stuff.
There was
such a schedule of when her albums were
coming
out.
We all kind
of
knew,
we're
about due for another Taylor Swift album.
She
and
always
then,
had
like,
Easter eggs and stuff,
for
of course, but not Easter eggs that, like, would think that she was, like, putting out, like,
right.
a...
I'll say this. She's gotten much better at tricking us, I think, is also what it is. Like, she's so good at, like, you know, like, we got too smart. It was too easy to figure out the Easter eggs she was putting out, so she made it, like, you know, expert level. Yeah. And so now people just, like, clown all the time, hoping to be the one that, like, figures out the riddle that she's, like, placed. So.
And I think with the re-releases and the announcements and stuff, like, it's given more, like you said, it's given us more of a reason to clown. Like, there was a really reasons back then.
Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I love the show. I'm a frequent watcher. My name is Edwin. I just wanted to kind of give my theory about the new re-records and how everyone's clowning, and unfortunately I'm a clown.
Of course.
What I haven't seen people talk about is how she released two re-records after Folklore and Evermore, which were two albums in 2020. She released two re-records in 2021. Mm-hmm. One new album, 2022. Mm-hmm. Two re-records in 2023. One album in 2024, and I'm pretty sure the next two re-records are coming out next year, and after that, we'll finally get new Taylor music. Mm-hmm. I don't know why everyone's clowning and hasn't thought of that. Maybe they have, and I haven't seen it, but I really think that's my possibility, so let me know what you guys think.
Thanks,
Edwin.
Edwin,
I think you're spot on.
I unfortunately also think you're spot on. I think the reason that people don't... So this has been a theory for a long time, and because it's the most obvious one.
Yeah.
And everyone ignores it because everyone wants to believe that they're all coming out this year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No one wants to believe that we have to wait till 2025. Like, no one... The patience is over. And I also, too, though... a little bit an argument of that. I think with the Eras Tour being as big as it is and all of this, like, revisiting and all of this, I think we've talked about this before too, is that I would think at this point, though Taylor is obviously, like, capitalizing on all of this, she's got her new music back, she vault tracks, you know, breaking records, charts, all that stuff, money out the ass, like, all this stuff, she's got to be like, let's get this over with already, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's get these re-records out. People can stop bothering me for them. Like, as far as we know, they're all done.
Yeah.
It's just we don't know, like, the details, obviously, past that. But I would think, like, just get everybody off my back and put them out. You know what I mean?
I know. But it's just,
but
like...
But you never know.
You never know.
It's a schedule.
And even though I'm a clown and I do think this way, it is still crazy to me that we did get a whole ass fucking album with 30 plus songs on it. And... You know, we still think that we're going to get Rep TV, maybe Debut TV this year. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, the year's, like, almost over.
I know.
It's not. Like, it really is. After the summer is over, the year goes by like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, 2025 is closer than we think.
Yeah.
So, with that, I kind of think, like, maybe December 13th, her birthday, she'll announce something. And then for 2025, it goes into the two new re-records. But... Yeah, this does seem like the most logical. I honestly haven't even seen someone talk about this before, ever.
Oh, really? Yeah. I feel like I see it pop up all the time, and I scroll right by because I'm like, shh, shh, shh. No.
Yeah, that's it's like,
be quiet. We don't talk about those things. Yeah, we don't talk reality
like
here.
Choice blindness.
Exactly.
Or whatever it's
exactly.
Called.
Yeah, yeah. Selective
hearing yeah,
but
yes.
With your, you know, with everything. And, but I think. I will stop clowning, well, you know, famous last words, but I still kind of am subscribing to the Friday the 13th theories, the September 13th and December 13th, her birthday.
Yeah. I like that theory too.
I like that one, but if September 13th rolls around and nothing happens, then I will, I think, start thinking 2025.
Yeah.
Although, it does kind of fit 2025 because, Reputation has New Year's Day, and I know that we always are talking about that. And Reputation, like, as one of my favorite albums, the feel of it, like, we've talked about this before, how we each album makes us feel like a certain time of the year, you know?
Yeah.
And Reputation to me doesn't necessarily feel like a winter album, but with New Year's Day on it, I forget that it is. Like, it pretty much is.
It's a winter vibe.
Totally. So I think that if that were to happen, it would make sense for, like, a New Year's Day drop, you know what I mean? Like that 2025, like that makes complete and total sense.
I agree.
And probably is the most likely situation, like, you know, if we're being real.
True.
Yeah. Thanks, Edwin.
Yeah, thanks, Edwin. Okay, let's jump into DMs because we got some good ones that I want to read. Okay. This is, okay, this is from Instagram. Hi, Kelly and Gia. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. Sora?
I thought you were like Canadian accent.
Sorry. I'm sore excited. That was pretty good.
That was really good, actually.
S-O-R-A-Y-A. Soraya.
I would say
I'm Soraya from Italy. You think I would know how to pronounce this in Italian, but I've never seen that name. So I'm an international Swiftie who knows nothing about American football, and I've been following the podcast since the beginning of the football season. I discovered your podcast right after we saw Taylor coming in to the first game, and it was so choking. I think she meant so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And thank God that I found your podcast to hear you talk about that and more generally all the crazy events that happened this previous year. So as the new football season is approaching, I had two questions. First, what was the best slash iconic, the most iconic Taylor game outfit? And my second question is, since I've heard that you kind of have some football knowledge, but you said you wanted to learn more about it, could you maybe create a segment in the podcast where sometimes we would all learn with you in a fun way about this sport? Your international Swiftie is struggling. Ha ha. Anyways, girls, love you so much and happy Thursday.
I love that message. Thank you so much.
Ciao.
Two, the idea of incorporating a little bit of football talk and figuring all that out, we feel similar.
Yes.
And it is on the horizon.
Yes. We have something in the works for you guys that we're super excited about.
Yes.
Because we really don't know. Want to learn more about football. And like, I have some knowledge, but, you know, I don't really pay attention to like stats and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it would be fun for us to talk a little football and understand what's going on with Travis's world and everything.
For sure.
And that we are.
It's the least we could do.
Yeah. And so when we talk about Travis's games and stuff, we're a little bit informed. And I think it'd be a fun thing for all of us to talk about. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, it's just it's, you know, it can only help us here.
Yeah.
We're at Barstool Sports. You know what I mean? Like, it's maybe it would be good to have a little bit of sports knowledge in your back pocket.
It would be girly popified.
Totally. Remember, it's still us.
Yes.
But I think that it's fun, and you know, if Taylor can get into it, if all the other girlies are getting into it, being supportive, having fun, it's like, why not? Something in? Like, you know, it's a something to do, something to talk about.
Yeah. Something to talk about.
And it's exciting. But yes, it is in the works, and come football season, catch us out here sideline reporting.
They're going to ask us to be in the field.
Yeah, they are.
Updates.
Yep.
We're gonna be like touchdown.
We're gonna start off in Taylor's box, and then we're gonna come down, you know, to give our expertise every so often.
Yeah.
They might have to. There's like an emergency phone up in there. Yeah, they can call up and be like, "How's Kelly and Gia feeling?"
Like,
we're
live here at Taylor with Taylor. Like, she'll give us a rundown.
We're live here with the girls of Taylor Watch and Taylor Swift herself, and it'll be the three of us drinking vodka cranberries. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively will probably be there too.
Of course, obviously.
And it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that.
So what do you think is Taylor's most iconic game day outfit so far?
I really love her game day outfits. I have two that come to mind immediately. Mm. One, of course, is the Super Bowl outfit with those jeans.
Yes.
And that black
that was
top,
a sparkly black jeans.
The jeans that I bought immediately.
Yeah.
The with the cutouts.
Love
and
that
cool top.
The corset.
That like corset top. Loved that look and her little hair up. So cute. And the other one I love is when she wore the puffy jacket made by Kristen Juszczyk.
Yeah.
Obsessed with that jacket.
I was
going to
say that one.
It.
The jacket too with the matching with Britney. So cute.
So adorable. Wait. Oh, P.S. Did you see that? That jacket I sent you that somebody made?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it is stunning. It's like, here it is.
The bedazzled red one.
It's a bedazzled red jean jacket. I don't know who made it. It's on Swiftie Twitter. A bedazzled red jean jacket. On the back is Travis holding Taylor like he did in the performance. Mm. And then on the front, there's like the 87, there's an 89, there's a Kelsey on the sleeve, Swift on the sleeve. It's very cute.
The cuffs of the sleeves say like, no one's ever had me not like you.
That's on the inside of the sleeve. It's just a really, really cool thing. And I wonder if that was like, I wonder if that gets in Taylor's hands. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to wear that but Taylor Swift?
Right.
And so in my head, like, she might walk out wearing that cool jacket.
I would love that.
Oh, and it says in the back, don't drop the baby is what it says up top, which is so funny. Yeah. That's the best part. I left out the best part.
Yeah, I mean, it's very funny to think about any other potential team she could have joined. because, you know, the Chiefs colors really just fit her vibe Absolutely. And her aesthetic perfectly. So mm-hmm. I feel like her game day outfits are just so perfect because the Chiefs colors, yep. red lip, everything just kind of coincides with her.
It was written that way yeah. in the Invisible
like,
String.
I can't imagine her like... no shade to Alex Earle because I feel like Alex Earle can pull off anything, but like
for sure.
like a turquoise and orange.
That's a tough look. That's like Alex Earle looks great in those colors. Yeah. I don't know about Taylor Swift wearing a like turquoise and orange. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It just would be kind of crazy to me.
You
like,
can't match a red
know.
Lip with yeah. turquoise and orange.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the problem.
How perfectly it fits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm excited to see what she because I think now that it's a year has gone by, they're not fresh dating, whatever. Everyone knows they're together. They've been together for a year. He went out on stage, all this stuff. I think she's gonna do it up big with the outfits. Like I think yeah. that she'll go full like head to toe gear. Like I think we're gonna get some good looks.
I hope so.
Very excited.
Yeah, I hope so too. And it's gonna be a lot of inspo for game day stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe we'll go to a game.
Ooh,
should we go to a game?
That would be fun. I wonder.
Like when they're playing here.
I wonder if they play the Jets or
they definitely play
Eagles
the Jets
or someone or the Giants.
I would go to an Eagles game. Well, would that be hard for you though?
No. If they lost, I'd be bummed. But like, it's not the end of the world.
True. True.
No, they're not coming anywhere close to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even MetLife. No Jets. The Chiefs don't play the Jets
Chiefs,
or the Giants.
Falcons. They're home. Then they play the Falcons. Then they play the Chargers. Because the Chiefs are technically. They're the AFC West.
Oh, okay.
So they're technically West Coast. So
I see.
They
so
play,
they wouldn't
like,
really.
The more West Coast teams.
When they played the Jets, was that like the playoffs last
that
year?
That might have just been like a out of conference. They have like out of conference games sometimes.
Got it.
It doesn't count to like other things. This is stuff that
this
we
is stuff
need to
I would
talk
like
about.
To know. Yeah, this
yes,
is stuff that's
yes,
important.
Yes.
You know.
So, like sometimes the Eagles will play like a random team. Like we played the 49ers on a home opener like 2 years ago.
Oh,
and like,
got it.
That's not a regular
and that's
season
not a usual yeah.
game. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Bummer. Well, maybe we'll just, you know, we'll keep our options open. We'll figure something out.
We'll see. Yeah,
yeah, playoffs would be fun. Imagine us at a fucking playoff game, a Chiefs playoff game.
But that's the thing. I'm pretty sure. Oh, wait, no. The Eagles, never mind. All right. The Eagles would play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl only. I was thinking about
got it.
But no, mm-hmm. that they only play like the 49ers. But yeah, that would be so fun. I would love
that'd be
to
a good
go
time. I've never been to a football game.
Well, maybe let's go to Kansas City.
I said, let's just go. Let's just get on a plane.
Yeah.
What if we just call Taylor up? Hey, girl, can
Taylor
I
up.
Borrow your plane?
Well, maybe like game time or something.
We'll just
like...
catch a ride when she's back in New York.
Oh, yeah. We'll
and then she goes
PJ
to Kansas City.
Her.
We'll just yeah. find out. We'll just meet up with her and we'll
right.
go with her.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
it'll
right,
be
right.
so easy. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Hi, ladies. Huge fan of your podcast. Can't wait for your episodes each week. I'm writing you from Vienna, Austria.
Oh,
fellow
God.
Swiftie, sadly without tickets for Taylor's Vienna shows.
Oh, sorry.
But I'm trying to manifest the tickets. We're
manifesting for you. I hope you come into tickets.
Please.
That would be
Vienna
so nice.
Vienna waits for you. I'm sure you have seen what happened in Gelsenkirchen with the stalker who was detained until Taylor
yeah.
left. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give that person any more attention, but can we appreciate Ed Kelsey for his comment on that some bitch?
Yes.
Reminds me of the Bethany Frankel situation. He really is a national treasure. Again, love your podcast, Natalie. Shout out, Natalie. Thank you. Shout out to Ed Kelsey.
Big
and
shout
his
to Ed Kelsey.
Facebook.
He's so funny. So, yes, we didn't discuss this. I honestly didn't look up all the details because. It ventures into an area that's scary.
Yeah.
And you don't want to bring a lot of attention to things like this because you don't want people to get any ideas or whatever. But Taylor was dealing with a stalker situation in where?
Gelsenkirchen. Yeah.
And so, you know, all is fine now. The person was detained, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
yeah.
all, you know, everything is fine now. But the news reports came out like once the dust was settled, they started coming out like
yeah.
showing like what had happened, whatever. And Ed Kelsey, our resident Facebook dad,
yeah.
Reposted on Facebook and said,
he said, love yeah. to know who this some bitch is.
Love to know who this some bitch is. That's how I imagine him saying it. Like,
love
it's just
know this some bitch
just
is.
Good dad stuff. And then apparently like someone screenshot that, put it somewhere else on Instagram, and Donna Kelsey liked it. So the whole family is aligned.
So
that,
funny.
Which I knew who this some bitch was.
Yeah.
Just teach him a lesson, you know, like
that's
so that's
funny
the energy.
That he's always. And then this one too with Oh, he just posted a People.com. Chris Harrison says Travis Kelce is a great partner to Taylor Swift because he embraces her spotlight. And Ed just posted that.
He's just reposting it. He just loves. Well, thank God we all know what Chris Harrison thinks of Travis and Taylor by way of Ed Kelce.
And Ed also posted an article. Entertainment Tonight online.
Trusted source.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift wrap arms around each other in Germany. He just posted that. So cute.
He's just that's just kind. That's just really nice. It's so supportive. Cute. It's so sweet. So that's we love that. We love all that.
Really love Ed.
I saw
much.
A really funny thing that was like yet again they're meant to be. Their dads are even the same, and it was like the side by side of like. Ed Kelce being like, I'm trying to know who that son of a bitch is. And then Scott Swift like punching the paparazzi guy in the face recently.
God,
in like
it.
Australia, I think that was. So funny. Again, so yeah, listen, they're protecting their girl. Yeah. Don't drop the baby. Protect your neck. Like these families are coming together. They protect their own. And we love that.
I love to see that. It just shows like how like down to earth and like at the end of the day, Ed Kelce is just another Facebook dad. You know, like I feel like if... My dad's like the same type of way. Like he would like be just posting
absolutely.
Random articles about me and stuff.
Absolutely. Like, my mom is arguing with Twitter trolls like on the regular. Oh, I had to be like, Mom, you gotta stop. No, like don't. They know who you are and they're gonna now instigate you.
It's
and she's
so
like,
crazy.
How do they know who I am? And it's like it was literally her name. Like I was like, because everyone knows that you're my mom.
Yeah.
And you're using her,
I know.
Your name.
And my
so
and
funny.
My mom's Twitter is like so embarrassing.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I just can't.
Parents I wish parents weren't on Twitter.
They mean
like that's
so
the one
well.
Thing I wish. They always mean well.
But it's
and
like
they just wanna
the fire.
Yeah, you can't interact with these people.
Yeah, I can't
even
know
I.
My
yeah,
my mom is fighting my fights. For
no,
me.
Exactly. Yeah, we can't have that. Can't have that.
Okay. Hi, Kelly and Gia. My name is Holly, and I absolutely love you both.
Ooh,
my
hey,
Taylor hot take is that although I loved going to the Eras tour, I went to Denver Night 2 with the Gia to my Kelly. I preferred the Reputation Aww. Tour. I think this is because I Ooh. Get to fall in love with the entire album over again with fresh eyes after watching her perform the new album. What is your guys' Taylor hot take?
That's a good hot take because people do
Definitely
say that. People
kind of a crazy hot take.
Crazy hot take. I can't
but I get
speak
it. You're like
to
a diehard
it.
Reputation
yeah.
fan.
I can't speak to it because I wasn't there. I didn't
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I did love Rep Stadium Tour on Netflix. I watched it all the time.
Yeah,
and
that
it was
made
excellent.
Me really regret not
Same.
Going.
Same.
For sure.
I
can't believe I didn't
I
even like put two and two together.
I know. I know. I was going through a tough time. It was the last thing on my mind, and tickets were expensive. Like I remember like looking into it and being like, you know, depressed at the time, being like, I'll never go. Like it's never gonna happen for me. You
know,
one of those like dramatic moments.
Maybe my hot take is that I wasn't really that big of a Taylor Swift fan at the time. I was. Reputation is what brought me back. I feel like I was talking
for sure.
about this, but Reputation
no,
is what
I,
brought
I agree.
Me back to
I agree.
Her.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was a fan throughout the whole Kanye stuff and all the albums. I was always a fan, but I never was a diehard fan until Reputation came out. And I was like, whoa, I really, really like this album. I like that she's like being a baddie boss
yes,
bitch.
Yes, the
and
tides
then
changed.
Folklore is what cemented me
of
as
course.
Swiftie. But yeah, I don't know
a
if
hot
I have
take.
Any
I'm trying to think if I have one either.
Hot takes about Taylor right now. I guess maybe my hot take is that I just really don't think we're going to get Reputation Taylor's version remotely soon.
That is a good hot take.
Yeah,
and like, again,
just,
you're not alone in that.
Yeah.
You're not clearly Edwin before.
I think Edwin has convinced me of being a 2025 girly.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a hot take. Similar to you with Reputation, like I was always a fan. I always really loved her. But there was a point between 1989 and Reputation where I was like, you know, I was in like a jealous space, you know, it wasn't cool to like support girlies at the time. Like it's always cool, but it like wasn't that
of course,
cool. You know what I mean? It was whatever. And in those moments, I remember being like, oh, like, you know, it's a little like I didn't love the like pop girly girlfriends, blah, blah, blah. Cause I just like wasn't in the right space to acknowledge that as like wonderful. And Reputation also brought me back in the same way. I was like, yes, this is the bad bitch we need. Like it was, I view it though as like, it was a brand change for her.
Totally.
Like she was one way for a long time. I felt that she grew out of it. Again, we're like the same age. So I felt too old for like that for some reason. I don't know why I felt that way. Reputation came out, gave me everything I needed all the way back in, you know, motherfucked everybody, you know, Kim Kardashian, all that. But I would say a hot take, I don't really like Oh, my good hot take is I'm not a huge fan of like the Red album. Like I don't like die for the Red album. Okay. Except now I like the Vault tracks a lot.
Yeah, I love the Vault
but
tracks.
But Red doesn't really do it for me.
I saw like an interesting, I forget who it was. I think it was like New York Times or someone who we don't love. But they, right. I think they put, I forget what, I think they said Speak Now is her best album and her worst album.
Oh, no, they said Reputation was the best and the worst was Midnights?
Yeah, I don't, let me look it up. New Times.
Because I remember seeing it and being like, you're on crack.
Worst Taylor Swift albums. Yeah, it was crazy. Ranking every Taylor Swift album worst to best. They just doesn't want to load because of course it doesn't and it wants me to pay money.
Of course, these motherfuckers. Let's
they
see if
always
we can find
want
them on Twitter.
My money. Oh wait, Reddit. Thank you, Reddit.
Oh, good.
Reddit. Here's a list of their rankings. Okay. Wait. Reputation is the best. Evermore was the worst.
That was it. Evermore was which is just you're out of your mind.
And then
you're
the other person said Speak Now is the best and Midnights is the worst.
Got it. Okay.
Both crazy.
Yeah.
Why did I want to bring that up? They talked about Red and they were like Red like actually like isn't that good? And you're like I think because it has like a couple songs that everyone's obsessed with, so like they always see the album as like the best album.
Totally.
I agree with that for the most part. I think Red, it's very poppy for me.
Yeah, like it came out while I was in college.
A lot of songs that I skipped, Starlight.
Yeah, it came out while I was in college, and I just wasn't like I was like drinking and doing drugs, you know, like that was what I was doing. And Taylor Swift was still, you know, just like
I took off my guitar.
And it wasn't my we weren't aligned at that time. But now, like in retrospect, when I line things up, it does like it makes a little more sense. Looking at it through mature eyes is a lot different.
Wow.
But Red never really spoke
John,
to me.
John has Fearless as their second best, which I respect.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah, maybe that's my hot take. I think Fearless is at least a top five.
Oh, yeah. I'm crazy for that.
Love that one. Yeah. Okay, so last question.
Perfect.
Hey, Taylor Watch, rep / lover girly here. I know she's doing all the re-records for the Stolen albums, and I'm dying for Rep TV, but I feel like we need justice for Lover. I don't understand why it feels like Lover didn't get the same amount of love as the other albums. I don't even hear you guys talk about it as much. I feel like it gets lost in the sauce between Rep and Folklore. Thoughts? Love watching you guys. Love, Sarah.
I totally agree. Lover does not get enough shine. But you don't like Lover, right? That's you're not a Lover girly.
It has to be one of my least favorites.
I love Lover. Yeah. And when it came out, I was obsessed with it. Like
you know,
it just was
I
such
like
a great like
a
I just loved
more
the energy
now than I used to. Yeah. I'd say over the past couple of months I've kind of been leaning towards a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You have to be just... Lover is an album that you have to be in like a good mood to listen to, like it's not. It has, you know, it's got Soon You'll Get Better, obviously, which is you have to skip unless you want to cry your eyes out.
Yeah,
but it's,
Soon You'll Get Better, The Archer, and Death by a Thousand Cuts is a really sad song, but
super
it still
sad,
has
but
upbeat.
It's upbeat, and it's just so good. But no, the Lover specifically makes me think of like August, September time. Like I don't know if it came out around that time. I don't even think it did. I just for some reason I was listening to it heavily around that time of year.
It came out on August 23rd. I remember like
so
being
then
in the car driving home from the shore,
right,
and being like, we need to listen to the Lover.
I love it so much, and I'll say this, and maybe this is a controversial thing to say, sometimes it feels a little tainted because it's
totally.
Joe-ber, you know
it's
what I mean?
Very
like,
Joe.
It's very Joe-centric.
Yeah, and it's hard to listen back and be like, damn, like...
Yeah, yeah.
The album's called Lover. Like,
I know.
It's crazy.
So it kind of is sad at the same time in that regard, but the songs are excellent. Death by a Thousand Cuts is I'll listen to that every day, all day. But
one of the craziest... one of the shocking things for me is, like, I always say that Lover is one of my least favorite albums, but, like, I'm looking at the track list right now, and there's so many songs that I love on this album. And I remember, I think Spotify had, like, a attachment one day or something where you could, like, see your most listened to Taylor Swift albums, and Lover was like number two or something, number three for me, and I was like, I was shocked.
You were a secret Lover fan.
Yes, exactly. I guess so. And I mean, like, I do listen to The Archer all the time. I listen to
I love the
Afterglow, Daylight all the time.
Yep.
So yeah, I think
in the afterglow.
I think it's the overarching theme of Lover that irks me a
yeah,
little.
I think that's
like,
fair.
It's so lovey-dovey, like, but it's not really that lovey-dovey.
It's really not. But you know what? I think it got a bad rap because of me.
Totally.
And when me was the first single in the video,
no,
and people just weren't
really scared for my life.
People
after
weren't
I heard
there
that.
For it. I'm fine with me. I know. I thought it was silly and fun and cute and whatever. And the song gets stuck in your head, like yeah. It's just silly. But it's obviously not even like it's a bot. It's maybe it's my bottom song. Probably.
I think
like, out of all the songs that exist, like it's probably my bottom song. But that song came out as the single. The video came out. It was, you know, that was, it was also very centered around that. It was all upbeat, yeah, colorful. Like, the performances, her hair was looking funky.
I did like her hair like that, though.
I actually didn't. I didn't like that era of style for her.
I love a dip dye.
And yeah.
I really do.
I'm not a dip dye girly. I don't really like a dip dye. And
like,
so I think that's why.
I dip dye my hair.
Do it.
Yeah.
That'd be...
No. I want to dye my hair fun color, but after Fertuska gets married.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. Good point.
I can't
good
pull
point.
A Kylie Jenner
turquoise
hair.
No.
I think I've told this story before. When Me was released, it was the same night that...
Avengers, you have told this story.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame came out and Tony Stark died. And I
Spoiler.
Said, let me put on the new Taylor Swift single to make me feel better. And it made me cry harder. Because I was so disappointed and disturbed.
Right,
by
you were like,
Taylor
Swift sucks now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is, my life
like,
is over.
Tony Stark's dead. Taylor Swift is putting out fucking kids bop music. I can't do this anymore.
Oh,
everything
man.
I love has gone to shit.
Oh, God.
But, yeah. But maybe that's what tainted my opinion on
no,
the movie. But
yeah.
I think my brain just refuses to let me realize that I actually do really like Lover.
Mm-hmm.
And our girl Madeline, she holds down Lover for us.
Madeline
she
loves
is a huge Lover.
Lover. Paper
Sam.
Rings. She
yeah,
loves
she
paper
loves
rings.
Paper rings. So.
So yeah. But no, it definitely didn't. Also, I think Lover got totally jilted because of COVID. Like they
totally,
couldn't do a tour for it.
Couldn't do Lover
anything.
Fest.
So,
and it's so crazy
it felt
to me
skipped
that
over.
She was like only gonna do like four stops.
I know.
Which
imagine.
Is so wild. Yeah.
Imagine. But, and people were very excited. Like I remember like Lover Fest being like a hot ticket. Like everyone wanted to go.
The stage was going
to
be a heart.
Yeah.
It was
everyone
crazy.
Wanted to go.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
was excited. But yeah, I don't think it gets, it doesn't get enough love, but
yeah,
I also think that it, like I understand why.
Yeah.
I understand
why. It's in between
why.
Two of her best, if not the best albums
yeah. and
of
biggest
folklore. Yeah.
Huge,
best and biggest,
just
yeah.
like huge moments.
So things
yeah.
like that, it does tend to get lost in the sauce
yep.
a little bit.
It does.
But we always keep a place
hold it
in
down.
Our heart. Yeah,
yeah.
We always keep
I might
a place
throw on some Lover,
Lover.
When I'm on my way to go meet up with Jeff D. Lowe.
I think I
for,
might
for
too,
High Noon.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Death by a Thousand Cuts. It's been a while since I listened
oh,
to that.
Oh, God. That bridge.
I'd love to cry.
So fucking good.
So,
my
heart, so.
My hips, my body, my love. Trying to find a part of me that didn't touch. Give us on me like I was a bad drug. Now I'm searching for signs in a haunted club. Our songs, our fears, united we stand. Our country, guess it was a lawless land. Quiet my fears with the touch of your hand. Paper cut stings of my paper thin plans. My time, my wine, my spirit, my trust. Trying to find a part of me that you did take up. Give you so much, but it wasn't enough, but I'll be all right. It's just a thousand cuts. Boom, and I have chills.
No, literally. I mean, yeah. It's the long way home. No, stop. That's my whole body. Nice. Look at my arm.
Yeah, I know. So funny.
Oh, I just, oh,
God,
I love
so
that
good.
Song. I love that song.
So,
so
good.
Well, oh, what a day. What an episode. This was
episode.
Great. Much better vibes than,
yep.
than the other day.
Kelly's about to have the best weekend of her life.
I'm about to have a good
day. I'm probably jump off a cliff in
Zion. Jump off a cliff. It was nice knowing you.
Yeah.
We'll keep the pod going in your memory.
Thank
no,
you.
I couldn't.
Thank
you know what
you.
I Gia, I was
play
so depressed the other day.
My funeral.
I was so depressed the other day. I was like, you know when you're like in that mood, it was like a couple days before my period. I was like,
oh God,
everything
feeling
is
suicidal?
Awful. I was feeling suicidal. I'm feeling like, but then at the same time, also like, scared to die, and like then I started getting scared of like my family dying and my friends.
God.
And you know how you go down that hole.
Yes.
And so I was thinking, and I was like, what if Gia died? Like I could never, like the podcast is canceled, like I could never
I could never
do it without her. Like I was just thinking, like I'm so thankful, but I was like, I could never do it without her. Like it would just be, and I was like, how could I listen to Taylor Swift again? Like
oh
I was just
God.
Really in it. Like I was really
no
in it.
I think
so the cancel, if one of us died, the podcast is over. Like the podcast
obviously,
is over. That's
no, that would be
that's
like,
it.
I would be pissed at you.
No, I know. And I know and I would too
yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I always
man.
Joke about that with my friends because you know how it's like it's a kind of a normal thing that like if your husband dies, like
yeah.
you kind of like start hooking up with the best friend. Like,
of course,
share,
right,
like,
right,
the
right.
Remorse,
the
whatever.
Grief. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I always joke around my friends. I'm like, if any of you fuckers even think that I would be like, oh, he's happy.
Not in this house.
Do not touch my man.
Stay away from my man. No one. Even in death, stay away from my fucking man.
Stay away from my podcast.
I don't care if you both save each other's lives. Stay away from my fucking man. Yeah. Go to a therapist.
Exactly. It's called the trauma bond.
It's called, called, look it up. But anyway, yeah.
On that note.
We're good. We're still here. We're both still alive. Yes, so it's all fine. Thank you guys so much for calling in and writing in. We love it so much. These are our favorite episodes.
Yes, seriously. Thank you guys.
And we look forward to the events of the weekend. We look forward to talking with you guys on Monday or Tuesday. And until then, you know, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Have a lovely time.
Love you guys.
Enjoy yourselves. Listen to Lover. Yeah, give Lover a good listen this weekend. Yeah. It deserves it. All right. See you later.
Love you guys.